This is your WCQM Daily News Roundup for 98Q Country 98.3 FM and Trail Mix 103.1 FM and 980 AM WPFP in Park Falls.
State and local news with News Director Austin Brume on 98Q Country.
Civic Media News is brought to you by Minocqua Chevrolet, your hometown Chevy dealer now 100% locally owned. Built on trust, dependability, and real community values, visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office is proud to announce a new smartphone app. This app will serve as an innovative way for the Sheriff's Office to connect with Sawyer County residents and visitors, providing information quickly and efficiently to anyone with a smartphone. The Sawyer County Sheriff's Office app is available to download for free in the App Store and Google Play by searching Sawyer County Sheriff's Office. Saturday, November 29th, from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Winter School, it's Homespun Holidays. This is winter's largest indoor craft sale and fall event. With food and refreshments, the Calvary Lutheran Ladies hosting make-and-take ornaments for free, goodwill donations are accepted, raffles you can enter and win fabulous prizes, and you can even visit the Winter First Presbyterian Church Cookie Walk across the street. Vendors can register at winterwi.com/events. Once again, this is taking place Saturday, November 29th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Winter School in Winter. An estimated 28.8 million Americans will experience an eating disorder in their lifetime. Melissa Kay has more.
Despite how commonly they occur, disordered eating patterns are often misunderstood and stigmatized. Taylor Young is a clinical therapist with Aspirus Health. She said the pressures to meet societal standards of body image can be overwhelming.
Health and weight are not connected as much as a lot of society believes they are.
Eating disorders do not discriminate and can affect anyone, regardless of age, gender, or background.
Both men and women, boys and girls, people of all ages, all gender identities, all racial backgrounds.
Young says early intervention is the key to preventing long-term complications.
Noticing changes in eating patterns is a really big early indicator.
She said open, judgment-free conversations can encourage individuals to seek the support they need. You can start by talking with your primary care doctor who can connect you with the right specialists.
A team of individuals who is trained and used to working with people with eating disorders is really important to get a comprehensive treatment plan.
Recovery from an eating disorder is possible with the right support.
If you're going to be out and traveling this time of year, the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, or the NHTSA, recommends that you pack an emergency car kit. This can feature things such as an ice scraper, a broom, blankets, a first aid kit, road flares, water, canned food, along with a can opener, jumper cables, sand, and much more. You can find more winter driving tips at nhtsa.gov. And remember, always know before you go with 511wi.gov. December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Santa Claus is coming to town over at the Marshfield Medical Center right here in Park Falls. This is your chance to take your picture with Santa, make an ornament to take home, and enjoy free hot chocolate and cookies alongside a cafe with Starbucks available. Once again, this is taking place December 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. over at Marshfield Medical Center in Park Falls. Healthcare costs in Wisconsin are among the highest in the country. Wisconsin employers are voicing their concerns. Melissa Kay has the story.
Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce surveyed businesses in the state, and 88% of employers predict their healthcare costs will increase even more this year. Scott Manley is WMC's Executive Vice President of Government Relations. He stated, "These costs are not only a competitive disadvantage as they dip into employee compensation, investment opportunities, and more, but they also hurt Wisconsin families." When asked what state government could do to help businesses, 41% of respondents answered, make healthcare more affordable. Wisconsin's healthcare costs are among the fifth highest in the nation.
I'm Austin Brume. This has been Civic Media News on 98Q Country. For more news, visit 98QCountry.com or civicmedia.us.
A huge win for Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers over the Lions, 31-24 here at Ford Field in Detroit. Green Bay with a clutch play on 4th and 3 with less than 2 minutes left to seal the deal. Matt LaFleur on the decision to go for it.
Well, I kind of made up my mind prior to that. I told Jordan, hey, we got 2 downs here. We got to get 1 of the 2. So I just can't say enough great things about Wicks. We've all seen the type of season that it's been for him in regards to battling through. He's been injured quite a bit. It's been in and out of the lineup, but he made critical plays all game.
Wide receiver Dontavian Wicks making a catch for a 16-yard gain. Told me how he beat Detroit's premier safety, Brian Branch, on the route over the middle.
I just knew he was going to hold, which they always do. So I had to really like get vertical and break it off. You know, he threw it up and I made the play.
So the Packers now 8-3. The Lions fall to 7-5. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today. We'll get to 23 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop down to around 9 above. Tomorrow, some snow, around an inch possible in spots with a high of 25. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WCQM and WPFP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at 98qcountry.com or trailmix.fm.